Energy of Heaven by Maria Fontaine.
The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So often, our limited strength and physical abilities fall far short of what is needed to fully implement the vision of what we want to accomplish for the Lord. This can skew our perspectives and cause us to feel like we're failing compared to all we'd like to be doing. It can be helpful to remind ourselves that Jesus has promised to provide what we need as we trust in Him. It's not a matter of us doing more than our circumstances, our resources, or our bodily strength permit us to do. It's a matter of trusting Him that if He wants us to do more, then He'll supply His heavenly energy, which is unlimited. He remembers that we are dust, and all He asks of us is that we do what we can, and His power will do what we can't. In these trying times, we're learning to lean on Him more and trust in Him with all our heart, rather than leaning on our own understanding and physical stamina. He wants us to acknowledge Him in all our ways, and He will direct our paths. When that mustard seed of faith that Jesus talked about moves mountains, it certainly isn't our strength doing it. It's the power of the Spirit of God. Science overall has concluded that everything in this world is made up of energy, including the things that we can touch and feel. When energy vibrates at a precise speed, it takes on specific characteristics that determine how we see it or interact with it. The thesaurus describes energy using words such as life, spirit, vitality, animation, vivacity, spiritedness, verve, enthusiasm, zest, vibrancy, spark, sparkle, effervescence, exuberance, buoyancy, strength, stamina, forcefulness, power, dynamism, drive, fire, passion, ardor, zeal, zip, zing, pep, pizzazz, punch, bounce, oomph, get up and go, vim, and vigor. Of course, those words describe some of the visible manifestations of energy in our bodies, emotions, and the things around us. You could say that God's Spirit is the energy that brought everything into being. His spirit of love is the essence of life and existence. But God went even further in His love for His human creations, who are distinct from His other creations in this world. He did the most amazingly wonderful thing. He created us in His own image and gave us the ability to make choices and discover the secrets of His spectacular creation. He has been helping us, both through the good times and the hard times, to gain wisdom from our experiences and the choices we make. We are cared for by Him, and even our challenges in this life have a purpose. We're not here just to scrape by and survive. We're here to progress and grow and overcome. There's pain and sorrow and troubles galore, but none of that can defeat us as long as we keep on trusting in Him. In fact, those experiences can strengthen us, which in turn can help us spread His love even further. When our response to troubles is looking to Jesus, it can become a testament to His power and love. When others see that our troubles, which might be some of the same ones that they also face, don't cause us to collapse, but rather drive us closer to Jesus. It encourages them to do the same. God's energy never wears out or gets used up. It will never cease to exist. It continues to manifest itself in wonderful ways to fulfill His plan. As John said, "It does not yet appear what we shall be, but when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Though the outward man perish, these time-bound bodies, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Even when we leave this earthly life, We are only changing forms. That spark of his life and power that has become our spirit will carry on. Here in these time-bound bodies, we only see tiny glimpses of what will be. But even those brief peeks into what awaits us can be awe-inspiring, amazing, and wonderful. For those of us who seek to have Jesus' energy pulsing through our lives here and now in the fullest ways possible, it begins with building a direct connection with Him. That's our part. God can use us in tremendous ways, regardless of what we see as our weaknesses. As we do what we can, His Spirit working in us will accomplish what we cannot. Because we have been given the responsibility of free choice, we are the ones who choose to enhance or diminish the flow of God's love and Spirit in our lives by how much we are willing to obey Him, trust Him, and depend on His power. He has promised His children that He will never leave nor forsake us, and that even when we are faithless, yet He abides faithful. If He's willing to go that far, even when we fail to stay close to Him, imagine how much more we can have available to us as we look to Him continuously for help. When God's Spirit pours through a yielded vessel, people are drawn to Him, even when they can't understand why. I love to contemplate what becomes possible when we seek to be conduits of God's Spirit and love. I love to ask the Lord for more compassion, strength, wisdom, power, and all the manifestations of His Spirit in me. He wants to fill us to overflowing with His Spirit so that we can fulfill our calling to the best of our abilities. Below are some thoughts I've considered and things that the Lord has said in various prophecies about some aspects of the love of God. 1. Through Jesus, we have been given the priceless privilege of availing ourselves of God's Spirit so we can help others. Men and women have struggled for millennia with their natural reasoning and logic to try to understand many of the aspects of God's Spirit, but that hasn't proven to be sufficient. It often comes down to faith and trust, and as we trust in Jesus, we can be granted the privilege of benefiting from what we don't fully understand. We know His unconditional love for us. We know He will never fail us. We know He loves us and we love Him. Our faith welcomes His heavenly energy, which we know by faith will accomplish whatever God knows is needed. 2. God's love for us is so vast that we will spend our lives on earth and on into eternity learning how to grasp the fullness of it. Yet, it can be encapsulated in the simple verse, John 3:16. God's love for us is manifested in an endless variety of ways. From the moment He gave us life, through Jesus' sacrifice for our sakes, to the Holy Spirit helping us bring truth to others. It reminds me of the verse in Psalm 8, He has made us a little lower than the angels and has crowned us with glory and honor. Sometimes I feel like we are God's most profound miracle of all. It is amazing that He can take something as flawed and hopeless as human beings, and with the power of His love and grace, we can become His vessels to help accomplish His will on earth. 3. God has given us so many ways to access the life-giving power of His Spirit. Through praise and prayer, through the music that portrays His Spirit, through miracles, through the still small voice of God whispering in our hearts, through godly counselors, and so many more. God's Spirit provides encouragement and support to us in many forms, even in those times when we can't see the next step to take. 4. The eternal, life-giving Spirit of God can never be used up. The more we reflect His love to others, the more it can expand and grow in our own lives. God's Spirit blesses the lives of those we reflect it to without it diminishing in our own hearts. I believe that every act of love is a burst of the energy of God that exists for eternity. 5. God's love is the greatest force in the universe, yet as vast as it is, God is intimately attuned to the most minute details. His care extends to the tiniest flower and gently holds the hand of a tiny baby to offer comfort and care. 6. God's love is often manifested in giving. It began with God in love, creating life in all its forms. It continued in Jesus, who sacrificed himself to bring us to the Father through salvation. And his love continues to inspire us to give our time and resources in order to share the truth we've found with others. 7. We often consider his love as something we can never hope to repay. But love isn't meant to be repaid. A helpful way to look at how love operates is described in the concept of paying it forward. In a sense, we can only repay God, the source of all love and life, by giving as much of him away as we can. Even what seems like a small gift of love given to another person can grow to touch many others. If you feel like the love you are able to share seems small compared to all you wish you could do, remember that the smallest act of love and kindness can ultimately grow and bear fruit. 8. If you're feeling sad, unloved, lonely, or empty, I suggest you reach out to gifts to someone else who is in need, and you will sense the light of the life of God within you start to grow stronger. His peace and contentment in your heart will begin to provide more of what you need. Lift up someone else, and you will find that he will lift you up. Show mercy and compassion to someone, and trust that God's Spirit will provide what you need as well. 9. The Spirit of God in us grows stronger as we do what we can to live in accordance with the truth of his word and what Jesus is showing us to do. It was his sacrifice of love for us that reached our hearts. It's what spurs us to offer what we have to others in need. When you manifest the love that Jesus has shown you to others who are seeking his truth, that love can then begin to grow in their hearts, changing them too. 10. Jesus. Each part you play in the process of sharing my love and truth with someone else is important. Perhaps you give them a boost of encouragement until their faith begins to grow again or their hope is restored. When I inspire you to take a step to help someone else, to pause in your busy life to say something that expresses compassion for someone, you are offering them a touch of my spirit and love. That may be the impetus that is needed to inspire them to move in a new direction. Your faithfulness to share my love and truth with others is the part you are called to play in bringing people to me. I want to use every opportunity to pour down my blessing on your life. I love to see the glow of my spirit of love shining within you when you see the need of others and respond. I give you opportunities to invest your time, attention, prayers, and support to lift the burden of others and make their paths easier to traverse. Your free will choice to manifest my love for others is building on what I have begun. It provides me with the opportunity to say, "Well done, my good and faithful friend. Enter into the joy of my heavenly kingdom."
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.